Good morning, everybody. And a very happy Christmas to everybody as well. So, is anybody traveling this Christmas time? We are. Anybody else? Where are you traveling to, Yolande? Yeah, where are you? Going to France. Is anybody going further than France? Where are you off to? The Canary Islands. Very nice. Somebody said Poland. Poland. Excellent. Anybody going further than Canary Islands or Poland? I don't know which one's further yet. No? Your brother's at the South Pole. That's the wrong pole to be at this time of year, isn't it? He's going to be getting his presents last, isn't he? Well, I was thinking about journeys, you see, because we've been thinking about journeys in our service, and I was thinking about journeys, and I was thinking, when you go on a journey, you need to make some preparations, don't you? If you listen to the travel advice this time of year, they tell you to make some preparations if you're going to be traveling, because the weather might be bad. So you can tell that I'm not a Geordie, because I would never go on a journey without my coat. Nathan is, and it takes a lot of persuasion to get him to wear a coat, or even bring it. What else would I need for my journey? Well, if I'm going by car, I'm not going to get very far without my car keys, am I? No? Never forget your car keys. And so, what else have I got in here? I've got my wallet. I've got my money. That's the first, Catherine's saying. I usually set off on journeys without my money. Rely on the bank of Catherine. I've got a torch, because you never know when you might need to be able to see in the dark. And then, so a torch would be useful, I think, on a journey. I've got my iPod. You need some entertainment nowadays, don't you? Back in the day, when we first used to travel when we lived in South London and we used to travel back home for Christmas in Manchester, we had an old Mini and it didn't have any in-car entertainment system at all. So Catherine used to travel with the Ghetto Blaster on her knee to keep us entertained. We've got a bit more high tech now, so we've got the iPod. Lots of songs in that. Usually this time of year, we're traveling to see people. It might be for Christmas Day, or it might be shortly afterwards. So I've got the present. No point traveling all that distance to see relatives and see family if you forget the presents. That's not a good start, is it? And somebody, Duncan, I think, shouted out. Very bad shouting out. Sat-nav. So I should have unwrapped it. This was a Christmas present a few years ago, and this has been really, really useful. This has saved so many arguments. Because sat-navs, they're like Hawkeye in the tennis. If you like the tennis, Hawkeye is brilliant. Because Hawkeye, did you know, Hawkeye's wrong 5% of the time. But nobody argues with Hawkeye. So the sat-nav doesn't always get it right in terms of it doesn't always choose the best route, but it always gets you. Assuming you've put in the right postcode, it will take you to roughly the right place. Sometimes up unnavigable roads, but there you go. You've got to keep the maps updated. And the sat-nav's really important. When you're setting out on a journey, I think generally in life, if you're going to do something, it's really important to know where you want to end up when you set off on a journey. So that's quite important. So with the sat-nav, we program in where we're going, and it takes us there. And in our story today, the Christmas story, there's lots of journeys, and we acted them out. I hope you enjoyed the hard work of the DC team putting that together. So we've got different journeys. We've got Mary and Joseph. And we know from the Bible that Mary and Joseph traveled from Nazareth to Bethlehem. And if you were listening in the quiz, anybody remember how far it was from Nazareth to Bethlehem? 80 miles. 80 miles. Ian was listening. If you put that in Google, and you look for the directions for on foot, bearing in mind this is in sort of modern roads, there might be some roads that have been built in between. How long do you think that journey Google tells you it's going to take if you're going to walk it? Not quite a week, no. Sorry? Ooh, Ian, you're on form this morning. Yeah, it says 33 hours. That's not allowing for pregnancy. So it's probably a bit longer than that. So it's quite a journey, really, if you think about it. And so they didn't follow a sat-nav, did they? Mary and Joseph. Mary and Joseph, they were making that journey because Caesar told them to do it. That's the main reason that they did it. And I'm guessing they followed the road, so they might have known the road from Nazareth to Bethlehem. If not, they would have asked directions along the way. And as well as following Caesar's directions, actually, they were following a prophecy, weren't they? There was a prophecy a long, long time ago that said that the Messiah was going to be born in Bethlehem. So actually, even though they may not have realized it, they were following some directions that had been laid down by God a long, long time before Caesar had the bright idea of counting how many people were living in his various territories. So, another journey, the shepherds. Who can remember where the shepherds were when they saw the angels? Where's Joel? Where were the shepherds? You told us on the hills. Where were the hills? Yeah, it doesn't really say exactly where they were, but there are some hills between Jerusalem and Bethlehem. So it's a few miles, 6 miles maybe. Hexham to Corbridge sort of distance. They didn't probably have to make very many preparations to make that journey. And the angels told them exactly where to go. They said, go to Bethlehem, you'll find him in a manger, in a stable. So they knew where they were going, and they were following the angels' directions. And then we've got my favourite characters, I have to say, in this story, and that's the Magi, if we want to give them their fancy name, or the wise men, or the three kings. And who knows where they came from? Any of the children, do you know where the wise men came from? What does it say in the Bible where they came from? The East. They came from the East. So if you're fans of QI, this is one of those times where they hold up the question mark paddle and it's the nobody knows. Where did they come from? Nobody knows. We think, and we've no idea why, they might have been Chinese because that's the East, but we think if they came from sort of Persia, which is like what tradition tells us, and tradition might be right, then how far is it from Persia to Jerusalem? Anybody know? Miles. Well, I think that's if it's Babylon. But I thought Persia, I last night when I was sort of Googling it, I thought, well, Persia's kind of Tehran, isn't it? Persia now is Iran. So the distance from Tehran, modern city of Tehran, to Jerusalem, it's just about 1,000 miles. And one of the questions we didn't actually have, I think, was how long can a camel go before it has to have a drink? So kind of like, what's the water capacity of a camel? And it turns out that a camel can go 100 miles between drinks. And how many gallons was it that it drank? How many liters? 135 litres, so you can do the maths, you can work out the miles to litres. That's wrong, because that's mixing your units. But, you know, it's not bad, actually, 40 miles an hour. We should all be driving around on camels, really, shouldn't we? So they had the longest journey to make. They had the longest preparation, I think. That sort of journey would have taken a substantial amount of time. From them seeing the star, working out what it was, and then searching their sort of star charts or astrology charts and actually deciding that it was Israel they had to go to. They went to Jerusalem first, and then in Jerusalem they had some extra directions when they talked to the priests and the scholars of the scriptures and realized that it was Bethlehem that they needed to be going to. So maybe the Magi had the longest journey, or maybe there was somebody else in this story that we thought about this morning that had the biggest journey to make. Who do we think that might be? No, not Mary and Joseph, because they traveled about 80 miles. Who came the furthest? Jesus, yes. So I really like the song that, where there's a line, "You came from heaven to earth." That's a long way. A long way in lots of ways. Jesus was following his destiny. He was following lots of prophecies about him in the Bible that were written hundreds of years before. And he really made the biggest journey. This morning, I was listening to Radio 4 and the morning service, and there was a really nice poem that, so if you get a chance to go on and listen again, listen to that. There's a really nice poem about Jesus giving up all of the privilege of heaven to come and be born as a baby, which is really something to really think about this Christmas time. But what about us? We can journey sort of physically, you know, we can go to Poland or the Canary Islands or France, but nowadays it's become very popular to talk about our journey, especially if we're on a celebrity dancing program. It's been such a journey. Or X Factor, if you watch that. Oh, my journey. So we've got to do that when you're talking about a journey as well, for some reason. I'm not quite sure why. But we're all on a journey as well, aren't we? And this Christmas time, it's really important to think about where we're journeying to. And at Christmas time, it's the time that we think about Jesus. We think about Jesus as a baby, and how are we going to find him? Are we like Mary and Joseph, who are faithful to God? We're trying to do what God tells us to do, but maybe life's a bit hard. Life was hard for Mary and Joseph, and it actually, after Jesus was born, it got a lot harder. But they did what they were told. They obeyed God's instructions and allowed Jesus to come into the world. So maybe that's us. Maybe that's where we're at with our journey. We're trying to do what God wants us to do, but it's a bit difficult. Or maybe we're like the shepherds. It would be nice to be the shepherds, wouldn't it? The shepherds, I think, get a great part in the story where they're just doing their job, sat in the fields, watching the sheep, and suddenly an angel arrives and they're a bit scared, and then suddenly loads of angels arrive and they tell them exactly what to do and where to go, and they do it. It would be nice if life was always that simple, wouldn't it? I could do with that sometimes. I could do with a heavenly host telling me what to do. But maybe that's you. Maybe sometimes God actually makes it obvious what we should do and where we should go and where we're going to find Jesus. And the shepherds, although the shepherds were not generally regarded as being the brightest of the bunch, they were bright enough to follow what the angel did. Maybe if they were the Magi, they would have argued with the angels. The Magi, they studied the stars. They were looking for signs. There's lots of people, if we talk to people in the street and our friends, find people looking for hints or clues of which way to go, how to live their life. Trying to find ideas from lots of different directions. And the Magi were like that. They were studying the stars to trying to find out what was going to happen next. And they spotted something really important. I think it's really interesting, personally, that one of the things that God told the people of Israel not to do was to study the stars to try and predict the future. And yet, God used the stars to tell the people who were studying the stars to predict the future exactly where to look to find Jesus. I think that's really important. So maybe we're like that. Maybe we're looking for direction from all sorts of different places and we're not quite getting it. Well, this morning we'd like to invite you to come and find Jesus, because just as for the Magi, they followed all their philosophies and found Jesus and worshipped him. They recognized who he was, even when the people around him didn't. Then maybe we can be like that. We can follow those signs, find Jesus, and understand who he is and what he means for our life. So if that's you this morning and you'd like to talk to somebody, then come and talk to any of the DC team, any of the people who've been on the stage. We've got people, Kevin and Stephanie are going to be available if you want to pray with somebody about anything. Maybe I think Catherine's going to say a bit more about that later on. But don't leave this morning, or just maybe just over a sandwich and a piece of cake, just have a chat to somebody that you know comes to church and say, what is it about Jesus? Why is he so important? So I'm going to hand back over to Catherine, and she's going to take over.